T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What if teachers had this ability to fantasy draft their kids? You know, I will tell you that when my sons were 3 years apart, mm-hmm. and the third grade teacher, we knew her. And I know that when my younger son came through after she had already had my older son, that she was able to get him into her class. So I wonder, and if they're able to do that, or are they just assigned? And if you could have a fantasy draft.
Or what if they do? What if teachers, like all the sixth grade teachers, they get together like, all right, this is our roster. And they just start, you know how you go through, you have your entire your draft league up yeah. there. You start taking sticky notes and go, okay, I want this person and this person. And then all semester, whether it's a semester or like the quarter or just at the end of the year, you're like, let's see who's got the best grades. And you take the average of all of them to see who wins.
Then you got a winner. Yeah,
you could have two leagues. You could have the, like, homeschool kids versus the public school kids.
Yeah, or the private school kids. Mm-hmm. And then, here's the thing, though. You know that, I mean, if I was a teacher, I would think this. Let's say I had the younger or the older sibling a couple years before, and they were just a holy terror.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't deal with it again. I'm like, boop, I don't want that one. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't do it. Or the opposite of that. Oh, I definitely want that one. Or, oh, I know their parents. I want that one. For all we know, maybe that's how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
That's what the whole week before school starts. That's all they do.
Even if it's not who they get in their class, if they just sit down after the classes are assigned to see and like try to, you know, pick, because you're like, oh, I wanted that kid on my fantasy league. Because you're like, there's the one student who you know is like just straight A, 4.0 GPA.
Perfectly behaved.
Yeah, volunteers. The parents are happily married in public at least, you know.
Yeah.
And everything goes smoothly. You're like, I want that kid on my fantasy. It's like getting like the number one quarterback for the season. You're like, yes, we're good. We're great.
First of all, I'd like to know if that's actually sort of how it works. We're not talking about the full-blown thing she just described, but are you able to go, I want this kid, I know their parents, whatever. I mean, for all I know, that's the way it works. I don't know, but I'm just telling you from my own experience that this third grade teacher made sure that my younger son was in her class because she had my older son and really liked, you know, having him, or at least that's what she told us. What's your name?
My name's Leanne. I'm a teacher, and I'm calling about your fantasy draft.
Okay, all right. We want to know. What's going on?
So it's obviously different, like, teacher and administration and district to district. In elementary school, they do more of the, like, sit down, hear the kids, let's separate, like, spread them out. I teach high school, but I also taught middle school, and there's a lot of logistics on, like, scheduling of when you teach what and what kids have to take what. And then there's a lot of, like, what teachers are certified in. So, like, of course, all the AG kids have to be with an AG-certified teacher, et cetera. So you don't get a lot of say, like, after elementary school. Now, parents can call and request. I know in certain counties they can request a type of teacher, but not the actual teacher. But obviously, if there's, like, a parent that gives money to school, you know, or politics or whatever, usually their kid's going to be where they want.
Leanne, even after like your kids are assigned to you, do teachers like, do you guys like meet up in the break room and take your class roster and you're like, okay, like just like you would fantasy football. It's not what's happening in real life. It's your fantasy league. So you're like, all right, I think this student's going to do really good, even if they're in your class or not. And then you track them throughout the year to see if your team won at the end. Do you guys do that?
Not as organized as that because of how busy, like, and ridiculous our workload is.
Yeah.
But there is definitely discussion that is that way.
See, I knew it. I knew it. Leanne, thank you for checking in this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey there. So I actually wanted to, like, add on to your question about the teacher thing. My question is does the grade below kind of get together with the next level and be like, all right, you don't want this kid. You know, you want this one. Like, I really want to know if they get together and was like, all right, here's the pick of the litter and here's the ones that just don't even worry about it.
You have to, because you have to. If somebody is that bad, just like you would a coworker, right? You'd be like, this person, you just kind of give them a heads up so they know what to expect.
Right. This is the sleeper. This is the overachiever. Like, this definitely get that together. Right, the booger flicker, I'm telling you, dude, it's definitely like that. My son's going into first grade, and I already have a feeling he's going to be like the big kid that like nobody wants.
What's your name?
My name's Hannah.
Hannah, thank you so much for checking in.
Bye, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.